This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. We have reached the 26th part, Jews 26, chapter 47, verse 24, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the people that in Islam are known as the hypocrites. And hypocrites are people, not just people that don't do what they say that they do or that they will do. Rather, it is those that have the statements of belief within their tongues, and they may do the actions of the believers, but in their hearts is disbelief. In their hearts is disbelief, and dare we even say hatred and enmity for Islam and Muslims. Now, there are many reasons why the people during the time of the Prophet ﷺ became hypocrites. Some of them wanted to overpower Islam. Some of them were weak and wanted to be with who they felt was stronger and didn't want to find any opposition from their people. But when Allah speaks about this group of people, He gives them many characteristics, and we find them in the Prophet's Sunnah as well. For example, the Prophet, he says in a hadith that's muttafaqun alayhi, he says, alamat, or the signs of a hypocrite are three. Idha haddatha kathab, wa idha wa'ada akhlaf, wa idha tumina khan. The Prophet, he said that the signs of a munafiq are three. There are three signs that if an individual was to do this, then this could be the characteristics of the hypocrite. He said, if he was to speak when he speaks, whenever he speaks, he lies. Or whenever he gives a promise, he breaks it. Or whenever he's trusted with something, he is non-trustworthy. He deceives that trust. That's the signs of a hypocrite. And these are what the hypocrites did during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions they within the prayer, قَامُوا كُسَالَ يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا وَإِذَا نُدِيَ. If they were to be called to the prayer, قَامُوا كُسَالَ, they stand lazily. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ, just to be seen by men, and they do not remember Allah except a little bit. So these are signs of the munafiq. So what is another sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them in the chapter of Muhammad? It's a rhetorical question for all of us to think about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentions the munafiqeen and He talks about them, He asks a basic question. And it's important for us when looking at rhetorical questions that we understand that the question is a question that we know the ultimate answer. We know what the answer is. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the question, it's for us to ask, are we of those people? Are we of that characteristic? Do we fall into that characteristic of people? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, afala yatadabbaruna al-Qur'ana am 'ala qulubin aqfaluha, do they not contemplate over the Qur'an, or is there coverings on their heart? On their heart. And this is important because when we read the Qur'an, are there things that push us to turn it away? Listening to it, reading it, pondering over it. Are there things that push us away from the remembrance of the Qur'an and pondering over the Qur'an? You know, Ibn Qayyim, when he talks about hijran al-Qur'an, of leaving the Qur'an, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking about his people, اتخذوا القرآن مهجوراً, they took it as an object of avoidance. So when we as Muslims, we have to ask ourselves, how many times have we opened the Qur'an to read it for guidance? Those of you that have converted to Islam and you read the Qur'an, and it was a means for your conversion or reversion, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. That feeling that you had when you were reading the Qur'an and you said, you know what? This is the message. This has to be the truth. You're thinking of something in your life when you're reading about the chapter of Yusuf, the chapter of Joseph and his brothers were jealous, about people being jealous with you. And then you ask Allah to protect your heart. You think about the story of Moses and how he was scared when he went against the tyrant and how Moses needed help when doing the right thing, and how Moses, subhanAllah, was someone that was devoted to Allah. And you think about your life in those instances. That's the pondering over the Quran. But if someone doesn't believe in Allah, or they have some ulterior motive, that is the characteristic of the one that is termed as the munafiq, of the one that is a hypocrite. May Allah protect us and make us from them. So take it upon ourselves. Let's take it upon ourselves to pick up the Quran, to read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and allow what we read to contextualize it within our lives and conclude that by doing an action, at least of making dua, to protect us or to keep us in actions of khair and increase us in good. But most importantly, and the best of that, is to act out that, to exemplify that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that ponder over the Quran. May He protect us from being any of those, from having any of those characteristics of hypocrisy within our tongues, within our actions, and most importantly, within our hearts. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.